So you are a dwelling place of God's presence. He's in you. And therefore you are connected to heaven through Jesus. And you have a flow of abundant life flowing like a river from heaven, that spiritual realm, into your own life. And that river flows from heaven through God to our spirit, then through our heart, and then the body, to the world round us. So rivers of living water, just like in the original garden, the river split into four and went out to water the earth. Now we've got rivers of living water that come from our innermost being, and they're not supposed to stay in us. They're supposed to flow around us, to touch people, because it's the life of God. You know, sometimes you hear people talk about, oh, when someone's around, I feel really refreshed. Well, that's because the life of God is flowing through you. And people will pick it up, even though they don't know really what it is, they will feel something. So now our hearts are where we can walk in intimacy with God, but we need to tend and cultivate it. So I want to encourage in this. Some of you have seen this before. It's a Mr. Edwards song which talks about the garden, and it's full of pictures. And I encourage you to look at the pictures. If you've seen it before and you just want to meditate on the music, that's fine. All the pictures are about females. So guys, it's like, don't switch off, because we are the bride of Christ. So God, Jesus, is the lover, and he wants the relationship with us. So in that sense, we're all female from that point. So it's just the images that it used, but it's a good illustration. Can't say I've got a cat in my garden, but it is a very intimate place, and you know that song sums up the intimacy of it, and it's something that you have to develop by spending time there, inviting God there, developing that place where you can just sit at his feet, feel his peace and his love, you know,